At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, going to join us in about 20 minutes from right now. Get his thoughts on everything going on. The NFL going into week 11, obviously some Falcons thoughts given their current situation. We'll let you hear from Raheem Morris in just a few minutes as well, as he met with the media earlier today and gave some updates on injuries, among other things. And we'll get to an AMA at 1:40, where we will answer any questions that you have on any topic to wrap the show up. Mic's off.
I guess they're having some kind of meeting, like big wigs and everything, because you can smell the food. Oh. Remember they used to feed us?
Yeah.
But no, I was laughing because I saw Greg out in the lobby by the elevator. I was going, What's up? What's going on, homie? Trying to stay out the way. I love phrase. Like, he's one of the funniest people ever.
Greg Street's one of the funniest people ever.
Great. But I just like them old G set, the sayings and everything. Favorite, Uncle's like, hey, what's up, Uncle? What's going on, nephew? You doing all right? Yeah, man, about to head out going on over there. All right, man, don't get nothing on you. Like, that's just like the don't get nothing on you. Like, what the hell?
Just good advice.
What the hell are you talking about? Don't get nothing on you.
Because it could mean any number.
It could mean anything in the world, man.
But it's,
this is like the greatest phrase alive, my uncle said. Hey, don't get nothing on you. Walk to the stove.
Just trying to stay out of the way, though.
Yeah, yeah. I love that line by Greg Street. Just trying to stay out of the way.
But I think he means it, though.
He does.
Like, Greg Street comes, he does his job. He does what he's supposed to do. He's great at it.
He
doesn't ruffle any feathers, and he goes home and he goes fishing.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
He goes to the Falcons game on Sunday. He'll do a little live stream. He might pop up in the back of it every once in a while.
Right.
He goes to the Hawks games. He's got his appearances. He does a ton of community service work. Yes. Like, Greg Street's an amazing guy.
Yes, he is.
But, yeah, he goes about his business.
About his business, man.
And he goes home.
Staying out the way. Exactly what he just said.
That's great.
Well, that's awesome, man.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I remember they used to have the meetings to cater the food. You remember,
sandwich platters.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, pre-pandemic.
Hey, there's some food down there, man.
Yeah.
Y'all want to grab some breakfast or something? You know what?
Our company did, we went bankrupt last year, so
yeah, but
trying to make it back.
You know what they need to do? They need to put it on their flow.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. That's just smell it all the way down here. They got room on the 8th.
Well, and the funny thing, too, about them on the 8th floor is, like, they'll do that and have food down there and nobody will know. And if, heaven forbid, somebody ever brings us catering or something like that,
and
like
a sponsor, right,
they'll all be up here in 5 seconds.
Yep.
I was like, I heard you guys had some barbecue.
Eating all our damn chicken wings.
Yeah, all right. Just go expense another lunch or something like that. Wait, I'm just kidding. The 8th floor people have been doing a great job.
Yeah, they do. But
we're loving it.
But damn, it do smell good. It smell like they got some yams.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I can smell yams. Damn. Handy yams.
Me too. Yeah. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yams and pot liquor.
But I believe it's looking good. It's looking good. You know, and then obviously, hopefully, I'm talking about that to you next week.
So week 12, we could see him back.
I hope so. I think so. I believe so. Don't want to give you any guarantees. You know, not Dr. Hammond, but it looks good.
There you go. Raheem Morris with the most positive update. We haven't really gotten any update because he's been on the IR, but right. Kind of a optimistic sounding comment on Divine Diablo.
Yeah.
Again, non-committal, no reason to be committal as to his timeline, but that'd be really great if you could get him back going into next week's game, which would be against the Saints. Won't have him this week. Need to win anyway. You got the Carolina Panthers, and even without Divine Diablo, you lost to him with Divine Diablo the first time.
That is true.
So you should be able
to. Better hung up on
you. Yes. I mean, it was not that big of a deal this weekend. But, good. Obviously, you want. Bergeron had a day-to-day comment on him, too. So you'd love to get your offensive line back as close to full strength as you could. I mean, it's never going to be fully full strength because you lost your starting right tackle in training camp, and then the backup got hurt like the week before that, and we found out Storm Norton's going back on IR, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the process of Carolina, you got to dive all the way in, and you got to be, you know, to a point where, like, and we keep talking about it, and you're looking down where they got this team next, they got so-and-so down the road. No, you got to get one. You got to get this one Sunday. And then you go from there, and you go from there. Trying to project right now, it's just not – it's just silly, especially with this team.
Yeah, there's nothing.
There's nothing guaranteed with this team, other than they're going to frustrate the hell out of us.
Well, and anything projected is just going to be negative.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Any season long project, I saw a 5% chance to make the playoffs. Don't pay attention to that. They have a higher than 5% chance of winning Sunday.
Yeah.
So focus on.
They
got
to focus on that because you can't get to that negative 5% that they're talking about until you get, you know, until it's actually out of reach, and it's not. It still is a lot of ball left. It still is a lot
the
of ball.
The season's only half over.
And then I look at it from a standpoint where picture Brian Dable walking in the snow. But I'm just like, it's really right there. But you just got to take care of business one game at a time. And the most important game on this schedule right now is Sunday afternoon in the Benz against Carolina. Most important game. All right. You ain't won a damn game in a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
You ain't won a game in a damn month. Ain't played well in nine halves. Yeah, because the second half of Buffalo game was all right.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
You haven't played like a good half
you
of football
good,
since the first
but,
half.
You know, but I'm saying you play. Only reason I say you didn't play good because you didn't win. You played good in other halves, in other quarters, in other drives in these four games that you lost, but you ain't won. And that's what I'm saying. Like, let's get a win. Let's get a victory Monday. Let's get some juice in the damn locker room. I know we were talking. They saw the video of Michael Pitts talking to Archie after the game, and he looked hell yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What the hell he supposed to look like?
I don't know.
They got their ass whipped. They just lost another game.
I know.
And you know, and I love talking to Arch. I swear, I would talk ball with Arch all damn day. But I just lost. I don't want to talk to Arch. I don't want to explain why we lost. So, no, I ain't going to be in no good damn mood.
I know.
I'm not going to be in no good chippery mood.
So I had the experience with this one of, like, I hadn't seen the video until I had heard a lot of people react to the video. So maybe I was expecting it to be worse than it was.
Yeah.
And then I watched it, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's just Michael Penix being mad that they've lost a bunch of games in a row. Like, which, why wouldn't he be?
I don't want to be.
What's he supposed look like and sound like?
You look dejected. I don't want to look injected. All right? I don't want to look like I'm into this. I'm mad.
I know.
He's lost.
Exactly. Because there's again, we know what it is. There's no winning when you've lost. He could have come on there and what? Is he going to give a rally cry?
Yeah.
Is that what you expect? Like, is that what he's. But then people will be like, he's too happy.
Yeah. he's upbeat for a guy that just got their ass whipped.
Here's the other thing I'll say. I don't know. Maybe it would have sounded and looked like a little bit different. It probably would have because all he was saying was, I need to get it fixed. I need to play better. Had they won four in a row, he'd be like, yeah, it's good, but, you know, we got to. He wouldn't have sounded that different or looked that different had they won four in a row or lost four in a row.
Right.
The words would have just been a little bit different.
Yeah.
But Mike's not giving rah-rah speeches, man. He's not doing that. That's just not his personality. And it was stoic before the season started. Always stoic. He's focused. Man. And now they're not winning, and so now it's the same thing with everything. It's like winning and losing completely changes the way people perceive things, which I get, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course it does, because it's the only thing that matters in sports. Winning and money.
Winning and money, the most important thing, man. But no, they just got to get one. They got to get one. They got to go up here and play well. They got to keep drives in line. They got to freaking cover kicks. Like Dave said, know your damn assignment. If you're the safety, you don't get pinned inside. Because like, you know what they're doing? There's nobody outside of you because you're the safety. So all the other guys have to peel back over. So, I mean, just little things like that. Get the damn checks. Get the checks. Fit the play right. Because you're going to have to fit the run against this team because they want to run the football.
The best performance that the Falcons have had in a single game against the run was against the Carolina Panthers, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd they give up?
110? That's not that bad.
That's not bad.
110's not bad.
That's not bad
4.07 yards per carry.
Okay.
That's not that bad.
No.
Last week they gave up 7 yards per carry.
Yeah, but how much is that on a one touchdown run?
You want me to do the math?
No, because
it doesn't change it that much. Okay,
not really.
They gave up 320 yards on the ground. We could subtract 80; it's still 240. Okay, it still was the worst they've done against the run. And they're a bottom 5 team in the NFL. However you want to slice it against the run. Maybe the Panthers didn't know that yet in week 3. Kyle Shanahan hadn't given the blueprint to the whole league yet on how to beat the Falcons. No, they have. And since that 49ers game, they've given up 174 that night, 141 the next week, 5 yards per carry against New England. New England threw the ball a lot more.
Yeah.
And then 323 yards on the ground last week. So, yeah. They know what they need to fix.
Yeah, man. You got it. It's about fits. It's about leverage. But more important, it's about whipping ass. You know what I mean? It's about getting that guy off of you and making the play. That's what you know, when you know a team's coming in, that we know this. And Ra and Brick and all them, even the damn players know this. They're coming, and my man, I keep referring to my man Art, they're coming to shorten your neck. They're coming to hit Atlanta in the face because, God, I sit there and they got their ass whooped, got 5 touchdowns dropped on them last year here. They're knowing that they can beat Atlanta by doing that because they've watched the blueprint before. They know that Atlanta's pass defense is pretty damn good. They are struggling in the pass game. Leggett's not having a good season. Mm-hmm. I know, what's the young boy from Arizona? He's a little banged up.
Tate McMillan.
Yeah, Tate, he's a little banged up too. Yeah. And so they're going to come in here and they're going to try. And that's what I go back to what you said in the first segment. Get a lead.
Yeah.
Get a lead.
Get a lead. Because here's another stat. I know we focus a lot on the Falcons get to 30 and they win on offense.
Yep.
If they don't let the opponent get to 30 carries on defense, they win too.
Yeah.
They're 3-0 in those games.
Hmm.
Minnesota had 19 because they had the lead.
Yep.
Now, didn't have a big lead, but Minnesota had 19 attempts. Washington had 22 attempts, and Buffalo had 24 attempts. Since then, 39, 37, 33, 41.
There it is.
And that's there it is.
There it is.
You have to find a way to stop the run so they can't just do it every single time. And if you have a lead, then they have to throw anyway. Plus also, and again, I don't want to get too crazy on this because his record against the Falcons is really good. Quarterback's not playing good in Carolina.
No, he's not.
Like he'll give you the game. He'll throw you the ball. He'll turn it over. I mean, he's just not having a good career.
No.
Let alone season. But he's not having a good career. Except for against the Falcons.
Then he starts throwing no look touchdown passes.
Yeah, that did happen.
I'm talking about candy yams, you damn dorks. All right. I said yams and pot liquor. Yeah.
I know what you meant.
Bunch of damn dorks.
I know what you meant. But I mean, no.
What?
I mean, you can the other one too, though.
No. No. Whatever, man.
You can.
Bunch of dorks.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You talking about trying to use my words against me?
I mean, you're the, what are you, the some, what the YAM committee, you're the, I know you're a knight, but you're the chairman of the YAM committee.
Yeah, but I don't like,
I would assume you'd use all five senses on them.
I'm not talking about nothing to come out the oven, man.
I know that.
Or however you cook your yams.
All right. Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.